Welcome to this introduction to payroll and operating pay-as-you-earn, which will give you a taster of the forthcoming autumn CPD courses on the subject. The operation of pay-as-you-earn and deduction of Class 1 national insurance contributions from the earnings of employees and directors is compulsory, not optional. There are penalties for failing to operate pay-as-you-earn and or deducting Class 1 national insurance contributions, and interest charges will be imposed for late payment. Businesses employing someone for the first time, including directors receiving fees, need to register with HMRC before they can operate pay-as-you-earn. And there is even a simplified pay-as-you-earn deduction scheme for domestic employers to operate PAYE on payments made to employees like a chauffeur, housekeeper, or other employees. HMRC will issue a new employer pack offering some guidance when an employer first registers. HMRC's website offers quite a lot of information. Although HMRC is responsible for collecting both income tax and NICs, the rules are in many instances different for both types of duties. Pay-as-you-earn operates on a cumulative basis unless HMRC instructs the employer to deduct tax on a non-cumulative, week one or month one basis. But Class 1 NIC deductions are based on earnings periods, which may be weekly, fortnightly, four-weekly, monthly, or there may even be different and more irregular earnings periods to be followed. HMRC should issue a tax code number to the employer with a copy to the employee or director so that the employer can decide what income tax to deduct using the tax tables or payroll software. The NIC deductions and calculations are totally separate. They are dependent on the NIC category letter or NIC table to be used. And it is the employer who has to decide which category letter or table is to be used. Category A is the most common, and Category X is the one that applies where no deductions are required. Employers need to understand the rules on when to start and when to stop making deductions, as well as how to calculate the amounts to be deducted. So to be clear, employers must deduct pay-as-you-earn income tax and Class 1 NICs when making payments of earnings to a director or employee, and must pay these monies over to HMRC every month or quarterly if the payments are less than £1,500 per month. Employers also have to pay Class 1A national insurance contributions on taxable expense payments and most benefits in kind, including company cars and car fuel benefits, and private medical insurance. But potentially, there are lots more. Employers also have a statutory obligation to submit annual PAYE returns to HMRC within 44 days of the end of the income tax year. In other words, the 19th of May. There is also a 6th of July deadline for submitting statutory P11D returns of expense payments and benefits in kind, and the same date for the P11DB Class 1A NICs return. There are significant penalties for missing the statutory deadlines or failing to submit the returns at all. All employers, with only a few exceptions, now have to file their PAYE returns P35 and P14 online. And yet again, there are penalties for failing to do this, including for sending paper returns instead of filing online. Currently, only employers with 50 or more employees have to file their in-year pay-as-you-earn forms, including the form P45 given to leavers, and forms P46, P46 expat, and P46 pen, used for employees joining the company or becoming a company pensioner. From April 2011, all employers will be required to file those in-year PAYE forms online. Employers will have to understand how the system works, including how to use the HMRC online return and forms pay-as-you-earn service, or their commercial software. AAT members working in payroll or advising employers about payroll and the operation of pay-as-you-earn and deduction of Class 1 NICs will undoubtedly benefit from attending one of the AAT CPD courses on payroll and the operation of pay-as-you-earn. And I look forward to seeing you there and to helping you cope with these very important tasks. Thank you.